The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be program. Christ doesn't pull any punches. He called a spade a spade. He isn't trying to get your money or your vote. He isn't trying to get a big following or to be prestigious in the sight of the world. He is only serving mankind. Christ said he didn't come to be served, but to serve. So God the Father and Jesus Christ are doing you and me a great favor and service by giving us his word to live by. He didn't have to do that. Now consider the fact that God knew most people in these 6,000 years of Satan's rule of the earth would sneer at God's word and would add to and take away from it. Throughout the word of God, Christ warned of counterfeit religion, false prophets, ministers appearing as ministers of Christ. He also knew most people would never study his word, but God made sure his word, his instruction book that tells you how to live your life and function at your very best, would be available. It should make us wonder why anyone would not want to read the manual which God gave to mankind, and why anyone would not want to live by that manual book that tells us what we are and the purpose of our existence, the purpose of life, why we were born and where we're going, and also tells us about the plan of salvation. It also tells us how to reach our destination and how to make it a pleasant trip. That is one of the great responsibilities of the church. The church should teach the truth. That's what the church is for, my friend. The church should teach you the truth and teach you the plan of salvation. In John 17, verse 17, Christ had this to say, "Sanctify them," speaking about the church that he had built and was building at that time, "sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth." Yes, you are set apart by the word of God. God's word is truth. And if we don't have truth, we don't have anything, my friend. God the Father and Jesus Christ know whom their servants are. They are set apart by living by the word of God, and God only gives his Holy Spirit to those that obey him. The Holy Spirit gives us understanding of truth, God's word. God's word and the Holy Spirit sets us apart and makes us holy in the sight of God. Christ said, "Become you holy." Notice what 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 13 through 16 has to say. "Therefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not conforming yourselves to the former lust, as in your ignorance." Yes, did you catch that, my friend? As obedient children, meaning obey God, obey Jesus Christ, obey their word, meaning to strive to live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And that means the Ten Commandments as well. Verse 15 continues, "But as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct. Because it is written, be holy, for I am holy." Now God is telling us how to live our life, to live it a holy and a righteous way, because that's the way Jesus Christ lived his life. That's the way God the Father and Jesus Christ still live their life and always have and always will. Christ set the example for us to follow. He didn't lie, cheat, steal, commit adultery, ignore the Sabbath. He only worshiped the true God. He didn't have any idols before the true God. He kept the Ten Commandments. Matthew 5, verse 48, "Therefore you shall be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect." So you strive to become like God the Father and like Jesus Christ. You strive to have a sinless life, my friend. The purpose of man is to become like God. The church, if it is the true church of God, will be teaching that truth. Philippians 2, verse 5, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Jesus Christ." With God's Spirit in you, you can build the mind of Christ. But you do your part. God doesn't do it all for you. In Romans 13, verse 14, Christ said, or he inspired Paul to write, "But put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lust." You resist the way of Satan. In Galatians 4:19, Paul was inspired to pen, "My little children, for whom I labor in birth, again until Christ is formed in you. Yes, until you look like Christ in heart, mind, attitude, and in conduct. Yes, let the mind, the attitude, and the character of Jesus Christ be formed in you." We have a big part in that process. And our big part is to obey the Word of God. Live by the Word of God. God doesn't do that for you unless you are willing to meet His requirements He has commanded, which is repentance, baptism, when you are old enough to know and understand what sin is and realize you must repent. In other words, God did not keep His word for you. He did not keep His commandments for you, and He did not destroy them so you wouldn't have to keep them. He fulfilled them by living them in the letter and in the spirit, setting an example for us to follow. Then God promises you that if you begin to do that, live by His word, and you're baptized, and you have hands laid on you to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, God promises to give His Spirit to you, and that means God the Father and Jesus Christ will live in you by the power of the Holy Spirit. God said He is with those while they are with Him, obeying and trusting God in faith to help you become like God in mind, attitude, and conduct. God commands you to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Study, learn, live by His Word. Don't add to or take away from His word. It means you give up self and put on the will of God, the mind of God. God did not from the beginning of man intend anyone to rewrite His word. He did not and still doesn't need our help in telling us how to live our life. In 2 Chronicles 15, beginning in verse 1, notice what God inspired this prophet to pen. 2 Chronicles 15, verse 1. Now the Spirit of God came upon Azariah, the son of Oded, and he went out to meet Asa and said to him, "Hear me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin. The Lord is with you while you are with him. If you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you." God says he is with you while you are with him. In other words, if you're on his page, if you're living your life according to God's word, God says He is with you. That's a promise, my friend, and it can't be any other way because that is God's word. But God said, if you seek Him, you will find Him. But if you forsake Him, He will forsake you. Well, for a long time, it goes on here in verse 3 and says, for a long time, Israel has been without the true God, without a teaching priest, and without law. Sounds like God is speaking to modern-day Israel as well. Today, the United States and the British people. In other words, we have turned our back on truth. We have turned our back on God. Now, do we expect God to be with us when we have turned away from Him, when we ignore His word, when we don't even know His word, and not only we don't know it, but we don't want to have anything to do with His word? 2 Peter 3, verse 18 says, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be the glory both now and forever. Amen. How do you do that? Well, by living truth, God's word, and obeying it. Are you doing that? You might want to ask yourself that question. Are you doing that? Is our nation doing that? Is this world doing that? God doesn't need or even want man or Satan to help him straighten out or correct his work or His word, because God doesn't and can't make any mistakes in His word or whatever He does. You see, God is God. God is perfect. God is holy. But mankind seems to think that he can ignore God, add to and take away from God's word. That is, people that claim to be religious, other people don't care one way or the other. And we think we can add to, take away from God's word, mix it with pagan religion and so on, and our own ways, our own tradition, and we call it pure and true religion. We call ourselves a Christian nation. Well, are we, my friend? Are we? All you have to do is look around. In Deuteronomy chapter 32, verses 1 through 4, notice what God has to say here. Give ear, O heavens, and I will speak, And hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. Let my teaching drop as the rain, my speech distill as the dew, as raindrops on the tender herb, and as showers on the grass. God is telling us that we should rejoice, we should be glad, we should be so thankful for God's word, because it gives life, my friends. It gives life, and it gives a better life. We should appreciate it just as the earth does a good rain in a drought. You see the grass springing up. You see the trees seemingly have their arms spread out just drinking in that good rain on a good rainy day when it's dry. You see the grass growing. You get up the next morning and it looks like the grass has grown an inch or so. It rejoices. It appreciates the good rain. God said we should appreciate His word in the same way because it does give life. Verse 3 continues, For I proclaim the name of the Lord, ascribe greatness to our God. Yes, ascribe greatness to our God. God is great and there is none like Him, and we should live by His word. Verse 4 says, He is the rock, His work is perfect, for all His ways are justice. A God of truth and without injustice, righteous and upright is He. God cannot make a mistake. What God has said is right, is just, is holy. He gave it for you to live by, so you could live a happy, abundant life, and so you could reach that destination of becoming born into the family of God as sons of God. The true church should be teaching that, my friends. His word is to help us grow spiritually, to become like God, to guide us in the way of peace, fairness, righteousness, justice, health, true prosperity, good marriages, obedient kids, and even good health of mind and body. We should welcome the Word of God as the earth and vegetation does a good rain. The rain gives growth and life. So does God's Word, if you will accept it. God likens His Word to a seed that you plant. You expect it to grow and produce fruits. I want you to notice in Matthew 13, verses 1 through 9. We'll just get started on this parable here. We'll have to break off just in a minute or so, but we'll pick it up in our next program. In Matthew 13, verse 1, it says, On the same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat by the seed, and great multitudes were gathered together to hear him, so that he got into a boat and sat, and the whole multitude stood on the shore. Then he spoke many things to them in parables, saying, Behold, a sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seed fell on the wayside, and the birds came and devoured it. I see my time is running out. We'll have to quit there. But I just want to mention that Christ spoke in parables to keep the populace from understanding what he meant. But he always explained it to those that were willing to obey him, to his disciples. And he still explains his word to we that are willing to obey him today. He does that by the power of his Holy Spirit because we're willing to obey God. And he gives his spirit to those that are willing to obey him. We have a couple of booklets that you need to read. What is the real gospel truth and the church that Jesus built? My friend, you need to read those booklets. It will help you to understand the purpose of the church and what the real gospel truth is, which I'm trying to preach to you today. So call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughtobe@hotmail.com. This is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today, and may God help you to understand His Word.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org. Or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.